It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's mountain towns were among the first and hardest hit by coronavirus, and ski areas were among the first businesses that had to close. That's adding up to big financial losses in the high country. CPR business reporter Sarah Mulholland says employers and workers are taking a financial hit.
Loveland Ski Area had 500 employees at the beginning of March, and they were down to 80 as of last week. You can really see just how steep and fast this is really hitting these areas.
CPR Sarah Mulholland. Loveland Ski Area is normally one of the top three employers in Clear Creek County. Colorado Springs plans to convert its downtown auditorium into an isolation shelter for people who are homeless who get sick during the COVID-19 outbreak. To be admitted, people have to have a medical referral. Mayor John Southers praised local nonprofits for working together.
This shelter is absolutely vital in providing respite for these individuals while keeping our other homeless shelters safe and free of disease.
The shelter has cots for between 70 and 100 people. Catholic Charities will provide meals. Goodwill plans to offer clothing for those at the shelter. Transportation to and from local hospitals will also be provided. The city of Aurora has contracted with a private hotel to allow people experiencing homeless there to self-isolate. The Aurora Sentinel reports city officials are not disclosing its location for the privacy of residents. The hotel will be available for people diagnosed with COVID-19 and those who may have been exposed and don't have secure housing of their own. Food and other services will be provided by local charities. The Colorado Supreme Court says the state's legislative session does not need to end as originally scheduled on May 6th. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
In a split decision, the state Supreme Court agreed with Democrats that under a declared state of emergency, the legislature could take a break without losing any working days. Lawmakers have temporarily suspended the session to try to slow the spread of COVID-19. This ruling means the clock would start ticking again when lawmakers return to the Capitol at a later date. Republicans argued that the state constitution requires the legislature to conclude its work after 120 consecutive days, even in a state of emergency. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
This is CPR News.